This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered, with your warrior, Wayne Allen Root. Dr. Fauci's wrong again. It was the main lead story I led off the show with at 3 o'clock, which is the fact that Dr. Fauci panicked Trump again. Again, he panicked him when the governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, announced like 3 weeks ago he's reopening Georgia. He convinced Trump to go from loving the idea and celebrating the idea and praising Kemp to attacking Kemp. And then Trump called Kemp and said, you can't do this. There's going to be a bigger outbreak. Somehow they've got Trump. I don't know what it is. They brainwashed Trump. It's like he's been kidnapped. He's Patty Hearst. Everything about Trump's instincts is always right. And yet he's willing to not listen to any of his own instincts as a brilliant businessman and defer to a bunch of dumb doctors. Yeah, are they brilliant doctors? Sure, when it comes to medicine. But doctors don't know anything at all. Zero. Zero about the economy and people's lives being shattered and the suicides and the divorces and the drug addiction that will come from this. And he's deferring to them, and he's wrong. He's wrong, wrong, wrong. And so Fauci convinced Trump to basically, can I use this word, piss on Brian Kemp, the governor of Georgia. He embarrassed Kemp and said, this is a big mistake. And Kemp said, sorry, I'm doing it. And he opened it, and guess what the new numbers say? Less people on ventilators, less people in the hospital, the lowest numbers ever. Lots of people are not getting infected. Opening business didn't change all that. This whole thing is so ridiculous. It's the most overworked, over-exaggerated, over-hysterical mess I've ever seen in my entire life. And Brian Kemp is my hero because he just proved you can reopen all the economies of America and everything will be okay. In New York, you know what Cuomo just proved? First of all, he caused all the nursing home deaths. That's number one. So all the same liberals that blame Trump for every death, he's supposed to foresee everything in life. It's all his fault. They don't blame anything on Cuomo, even though he caused thousands of 5,000 nursing home deaths. But the other thing is he just announced that almost everyone who's sick in the latest round of sickness got it while staying at home. So therefore, you don't have to close the economy. You don't have to lock down the people at home. There's no reason. People are going to get it no matter what. They're going to get it for breathing the air. You never have to shut down the economy. And Georgia proves it, and South Dakota proves it. The only state that never shut down at all, Kristi Noem is their brilliant Republican governor, and she didn't shut down at all, and their economy is the only one out of 50 states that's doing well. And Sweden is doing well, even though they never shut down their country and never shut down their economy. So there's no reason why businesses have to be closed and the economy has to be closed anywhere in this country anymore. No reason. By the way, I just got this from two of my fans in the last hour. The Culinary Workers Union, which is the biggest union in Las Vegas. I think it represents 100,000 plus workers at all the casinos. Local 226 Culinary Union Workers Union. I wonder where they got this idea. All my fans want to know. They put out a flyer saying there's going to be a big caravan protest tomorrow on the Vegas Strip. Tomorrow at 4:30 in the afternoon, they're going to go in a caravan up and down the Vegas Strip. I'll bet you $1 million that the Vegas newspaper and the Vegas media on TV covers this so much more than they covered Wayne Root. And out of 100,000 workers, I wonder how many show up, because I had 8,000 to 10,000 people at mine and thousands of cars. And they lied, and they made believe it wasn't that big. So I'm just dying to see how they cover tomorrow's Culinary Workers Union event. It's going to be live on the news, and it's going to be covered day and night, and it's going to be half of the news, and they're going to say there's thousands there. I'll bet you out of 100,000 union workers, they don't get the same 10,000 I got. But where did they get the idea? They just ripped it off from me. A caravan on the Vegas Strip. Funny. Funny. Thanks, guys, for sending this to me. A couple of my good fans sent it. New York officials remove the order to readmit coronavirus patients back into nursing homes after 4,900 nursing home deaths. So it shows you I was right all along. If Cuomo hadn't made a massive mistake and it hadn't caused nursing homes to readmit or admit anyone who's sick, you know, in other words, I think what happened was, if I understand this right, people are in a nursing home, they get sick with coronavirus, they go to the hospital. They say they want to go back to the nursing home, and that's it. They sent him there because he has a law that says you have to readmit them. Now they're sick as a dog with coronavirus, and they get let back in the nursing home to infect everybody else in the nursing home. And 4,900 people died. If Trump does that, he's a murderer, he's a Nazi, he's Hitler. But Mario Cuomo's son, Andrew Cuomo, does it. He's a matinee idol. He's handsome. He's a bachelor. Hey, are you ready to flirt? Are you ready to mingle? You ready to swipe right? These are the questions they ask him and the things they say at press conferences with Andrew Cuomo. If this was a Republican, he'd be a murderer. There's no woman that would date him when they got through with him. It's unbelievable how bad the press is. And the only exception is the press kisses your ass all day long if you're a Democrat and they try and destroy you and paint you as Hitler if you're a Republican. And the only exception is if you dare to recommend vitamins. That's the mistake Wayne Root made. You tell people the real truth. Vitamins work. Vitamins build your immune system. I never get sick. You should be taking vitamins. Oh, my God. Everybody's after you. God forbid you recommend vitamins or nutritional supplements like silver. Oh, my God. Even though nobody's ever gotten sick from taking vitamins or nutritional supplements in the history of America. Even though drugs kill like 150,000 people a year, prescription drugs. I'm not talking about opioids or cocaine. I'm talking about prescription drugs written out by a doctor kill 150,000 Americans a year. Nobody complains about that because Big Pharma owns every station. It's unbelievable. But if you go against vaccines, you go against prescription drugs and Big Pharma, or you go for vitamins, they will come after you, even if you're a liberal like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He'll be the guest on my show Wednesday. He's anti-vaccine, and I'll be willing to bet you he's pro-vitamin. And they hate him. Oh, my God, do they hate him. And they hate Wayne Root now. Every time I mention vaccines, every time I mention vitamins, Media Matters comes after me. Could it be because you're funded by George Soros? Could it be because George Soros is tied in with Big Pharma and makes billions off Big Pharma and vaccines? Could be. Just like Gates, just like Fauci. Anyone who asks questions, just ask you. And I even state out loud, I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm not anti-Big Pharma. Because Big Pharma has created a lot of fantastic prescription drugs that change people's lives for the better. And a lot of vaccines have saved a lot of lives. There's a good and a bad to both sides. But you can't say it's always good. Here's an epidemiologist who slams disgraced UK scientist coronavirus model. It's grave scientific misconduct, he says. A virologist and clinical computational epidemiologist. Who are these people? I can't even pronounce their title. What world are you in? Wayne Root graduated valedictorian of my school. And then went on to Columbia University and made dean's list at Columbia. And has made millions of dollars in the business world. Successful businessman. And I'm like a Dallas Cowboy fan. And I like violent police shows on TV, and I like going out to eat at night. These people are like academic eggheads. A virologist, clinical computational epidemiologist. What kind of a title is that? You sit in a lab and you look at rats all day, and you think you're smarter than the rest of us? I think you're kind of dumber because your jobs suck. Who'd want that job? I've been a professional gambler and a guy who watches football games for a living and millions of dollars worth of my advice to people about who's going to win and lose football games. And I get to talk politics and opinions all day on radio and TV and be a star. I think I'm a lot smarter than you. Who'd want to look at rats in a lab all day? These guys think they're so smart. God, I can't even pronounce your title. Virologist, clinical computational epidemiologist. Anyway, He slammed the Chinese virus model created by Dr. Niall Farquharson, so good, of the Imperial College of London, whose dire mathematical models of the Wuhan coronavirus' spread formed the basis for lockdowns in the U.S. and the U.K. Scientist Chris von Cefalve, it looks like, I don't know who can pronounce these people, labeled Ferguson's work somewhere between negligence and unintentional but grave scientific misconduct. Wow. Niall Farquharson, whose advice to the British Prime Minister led to the lockdown of that country, recently resigned as an advisor to the UK government after breaking quarantine rules to meet his married lover, left-wing activist Antonio Statz. And this guy Farquharson, this idiot who had to resign because he was, you know, boffing some married leftist chick, probably some hippie moron, he was nicknamed the architect of lockdown because he's always wrong and he's always recommending lockdown. Everything's a disaster. Everything is going to end the world. Everything's going to kill millions. This has been going on for 20 years, what a joke this guy, Niall Farquharson, is. This guy, Cefalve, took aim at Niall Farquharson's use of a 13-year-old code to model the current pandemic, something that makes it even harder to understand. He said, "My code is too complicated for you to get into. That's just not an acceptable excuse. It's the duty of everyone who releases code to document it. Greater minds than Niall Farquharson have a tough time navigating a large code base." You know what? I'm not even going to read the rest of this. You know why? These academic eggheads speak in terms that are so stupid. It's much easier to listen to Wayne Root just say, "Niall Farquharson is a hypocrite and a failure and a master of disaster who scares the death out of everybody by claiming millions will die every other year. And he's always wrong. And he screwed up the American economy and the British economy and the world economy with his BS. This guy should be on trial." When I get back, I'll tell you about fraud by the media. Chuck Todd committed fraud. Should be fired. Hi, Wayne Allyn here. It's a different world in so many ways. When you venture out of your home, face masks are the new normal. Can you believe it? You've heard of the N95 mask that medical professionals use. And if they use an N95, don't we all want the best protection from particles and bacteria too? So a highly recommended mask that gives nearly the same protection as Boomer Natural's 30-day face mask, providing 92.2% antibacterial protection. It's very comfortable, easy to breathe and speak with, and they come in adult and children sizes, and very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. Here's what's really great. The mask can be used up to 30 days. Many masks are only good for one day, making it very costly over time. Order these doctor-recommended masks now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use the code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20% every time you shop. Plus, get free shipping and handling on any order over $50. That's BoomerNaturals.com, a U.S.-based company wanting the very best health for you and your loved ones. That's code WARRADIO20 at checkout. Save 20%.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. In July of 2017, I was in a catastrophic car accident, and I broke my neck, the base of my skull, my back, my ribs, and both legs. As you might imagine, getting a good night's sleep has been a real challenge. Well, then at CPAC in 2019, I met Mike Lindell of MyPillow. Mike wanted to help me to get a good night's rest and introduced me to his pillows, his mattress topper, and his Giza cotton sheets. I can tell you they really work. And Mike has authorized me to offer you a special discount on MyPillow products. Call 800-662-9236. That's 800-662-9236. One more time. 800-662-9236. Use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. Or you can use it at the MyPillow website.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world is MyPillow.com.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big. Finest Known is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, sponsor of the segment of the show is Finest Known. I love my gold and silver, man. I'm a gold and silver bug. And federal debt is exploding in America. Federal debt is exploding around the world. The deficit's exploding in America. It's quite amazing, and everybody knows throughout history when debt explodes and when deficits explode, basically you've got a great opportunity, a great mix there, a great combination, powerful 1-2 punch for gold and silver. And so for a limited time, my friends at Finest Known are making a deal for war fans. I told them to go big or go home. Finest Known's offering up to 100 pure 1-ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagles, the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire pure 1-ounce Silver Eagles at dealer cost, which means you're getting them wholesale, which means Finest Known isn't making a penny on their first sale to you. So they're going to have to really work hard and prove they're winners to make more money with you or to make any money with you, right, to start making money with you. And you're going to get in at a great price, dealer cost, wholesale, so you know you have a great shot to make some money. Call Finest Known today. Get a free book, too. Reserve 100 silver American Silver Eagles. And get a free book called Everything You Need to Know to Buy and Sell Gold, absolutely free. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800, toll free, 663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show, Finest Known. President Trump slams, I was just talking about this, faulty coronavirus models off by 2.2 million, 2.2 million deaths. Trump was asked about the coronavirus models going into the fall. President Trump pointed out to reporters the models have been way off. He said the models have not exactly been accurate. These are models done by a lot of think tanks and a lot of universities. Some of the models have been way off. A few of the models have been accurate. But as far as the models are concerned, if you go by the model, we were going to lose 2.2 million people. President Trump, right again. This is all about the Imperial College model by this guy, Niles Ferguson. Can we shut down the U.S. economy? And it's confirmed to be a complete fraud. They've been wrong about everything they've ever said. Everything this guy, Niles Ferguson and the Imperial College model, ever said has been wrong. Not about coronavirus, about everything. Mad cow disease, SARS, everything. They demanded Trump lock down the entire U.S. economy over this, and it was all fraud. Or certainly if it wasn't fraud, maybe it was an honest mistake. I can't say that. I can't say it's an honest mistake. Because this guy's been wrong about everything for 20 years. They call him the master of disaster. He never gets anything right. Everything's a disaster. A new critique of the Imperial College model finds the study is completely unusable for scientific purposes. It's a complete sham. It's a garbage model. The president admitted during a press conference in April, two very smart people came into his office, urged him to lock down the economy or 2.2 million Americans would die. And he didn't say who they were, but everyone knows it's Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx. 2.2 million people did not die. Dr. Fauci later admitted he persuaded the president to shut down and kill off the economy. He's been wrong about everything. He's been proven wrong on Georgia. There is not some big resurgence. And by the way, speaking of coronavirus, do you know the inmates are infecting themselves on purpose with coronavirus to get freed from prison? L.A. County inmates are deliberately infecting themselves with Chinese coronavirus. And we know it from surveillance footage released by Sheriff Alex Villanueva. During a press conference today, Villanueva released footage from Pitches Detention Center showing inmates trying to contract coronavirus. And subsequently, more than 20 inmates seen in the footage tested positive. Deeply disturbing. In one portion of the footage, an inmate can be seen getting hot water from a dispensary that is available to all inmates. Then the inmate walks over to a group of fellow inmates where they pass the bottle around just before a nurse takes their temperature. They were not only drinking from the same bottle to try and get coronavirus, they were drinking the hot water to falsely show high temperature symptoms of it. The things that they will come up with, scumbags will come up with. And now we go to Chuck Todd and his deception. Trump says he should be fired for his deceptive edit of Attorney General William Barr. He called for Meet the Press's Chuck Todd be fired. A deceptively edited video clip of William Barr discussing the Department of Justice's decision to drop the Flynn case. Barr was asked how history would judge the Flynn decision. History is written by winners, so it largely depends on who's writing the history, Barr quipped. And Todd, upon airing the clip, said he was struck by the cynicism of the answer. It's a correct answer, but he's the Attorney General. He didn't make the case that he was upholding the rule of law. He was almost admitting that, yeah, this was a political job. However, Meet the Press never aired the remainder of Barr's answer, where he explained the rationale behind dropping criminal charges against Flynn. Wow. But that's what they do to me every day, so why should it surprise anybody? Every single thing I say, they clip it and they don't add the context of the second part of the sentence or this next paragraph or the next paragraph. They just take one sentence from Wayne Root, take it completely out of context, and try and hang me with it. And you know what? You haven't succeeded yet, and you're never gonna.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is directing all administration officials to wear masks at all times in the building except when sitting at their own desks. The news comes as two administration officials tested positive to coronavirus in the West Wing last week. Speaking at the White House, President Trump says the United States is leading the way when it comes to testing for coronavirus.
This week, the United States will pass 10 million tests conducted, nearly double the number of any other country. We're testing more people per capita than South Korea, the United Kingdom, France, Japan, Sweden, Finland, and many other countries, and in some cases combined.
Your final numbers on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 109 points to finish at 24,221. The S&P gained a fraction of a point, and the NASDAQ was up 71. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Oh, man. Wayne Allen, liberals are such idiots. Governor Cuomo calls coronavirus the European virus. They're such politically correct losers. It doesn't matter if most of New York's cases originated in Italy, which some liberals claim, but which is probably far from the truth. But let's say it's true. Let's say it was Italian tourists that brought it to New York. So what? That's not where it originated, you idiots. It originated in Wuhan, China. So it's still the Wuhan flu, or it's the China flu, or whatever other name you want to use. It's Chinese in origin. If it starts in Malibu, and then it moves on to Beverly Hills, and then somebody gets it in Des Moines, you call it the Des Moines flu? Or is it still the Malibu flu? It's not a European virus. It's a Chinese virus. It came from China. Can't you say that? Morons. We got a great guest with us, Dr. Tom Reddy. He's medical director at Anthem Hills Medical Center, my old neck of the woods in Henderson, Nevada. Dr. Tom Reddy's very big on vitamins and knows a lot about how to keep your immune system up. He's on the front lines of the COVID-19 pandemic, and we wanted to get his take on things. Dr. Tom Reddy, you're on with War. How are you?
Good, sir. Good. Thank you, Wayne, for giving me this opportunity to be on your program. I actually wanted to talk to your audience, you know, about building up your immune system as we start opening the economy. You know, not just PPEs where you wear, you know, mask and gloves and you think you're safe, but really, you know, to emphasize more on your immune system. That's, I call it the internal firewall. You know, so I've been stressing about the immune system for the past decade with my patients. So when, you know, the coronavirus kind of reached its pandemic status here, I thought, you know, I'd extend my message, not just to my patients, but to our fellow citizens. I think it's very important. And also the data is very remarkably favorable to, you know, optimizing your immune system. There's been multiple studies in Europe, recently in Northwestern University, that showed, you know, improving your D levels, vitamin D, which is from the sun, and you can also...
I saw that over the weekend. Yeah, I saw that.
So
listen, let me interrupt for a minute, because I want to interrupt, because before we get to all the good news about building your immune system with vitamins and not necessarily taking drugs, before we get to all that, I know you've been on the front lines of this coronavirus epidemic, pandemic, and my question is, what have you personally witnessed? What have you seen? Tell us what lessons you've learned.
Right. Well, first observation is, you know, 99% of us survive, 1% mortality rate. Which kind of begs to ask you, how do you become the 99%? That's what I tell every patient here that comes to see us is, you know, we have to make a proactive move to improve our immunity so we become the 99%. And as each one of us takes an individual approach to improving your diet, improving your exercise, improving your sleep, taking the right supplements, which I'll discuss in a minute, you will improve your chances. I've seen it personally with end of March, beginning of April, that's when I seen a little bit of a surge in the Henderson area. And the last few weeks have actually been quite quiet, and I think it's really because of the quarantines that actually mitigated the spike. But as we reopen the economy, you're going to see a resurgence again. And for that resurgence, that's why I think this is a very important week to actually broadcast this message about immune building, is as we reopen the economy, you have to do more than just protective equipment. You really need to improve your immune response. Internal firewall. Yes.
Hey, Dr. Tom Reddy, we're talking to you from the medical director at Anthem Hills Medical Center. So have you seen a lot of people with coronavirus pass through your offices? Yes.
Well, not a lot, actually. So far, it's about 14 cases that were positive. Most of them diagnosed via telemedicine, and then we had them come to our parking lot and do the nasal swab testings, and within a couple of days, we got the results back and followed up that with 10 days or 2 weeks later, we did antibody testings when they were available. So it's not been quite a bit, and we've done hundreds more after that just for curious patients or people that think they were sick a few months ago, but majority of them were negative. So I can tell you, at least in the Las Vegas Henderson area, I think we are, at the calm before the storm, you can say, because I think it's a very early stages of herd immunity here. We don't have much herd immunity.
No, but the other thing that just strikes me is just that we've shut down the America's economy and Henderson's economy and Vegas's economy and Nevada's economy and the world's economy for something that amounts to a small sampling of the flu. In other words, all of America's not sick. As a matter of fact, outside of New York City, almost nobody's sick. I mean, all the people that I know, Tom, I know everybody. I know the whole Las Vegas, and I have all my fans of the whole Vegas. I honestly don't know a single person who's been hospitalized. Thank God. And I don't know a single person who's died. Thank God. Is there really a reason to stop the American economy? Couldn't we just have said what we learned from this is, from other countries now New York, protect the elderly, protect nursing homes, but let everybody else who's healthy, not obese, not sick with cancer, healthy, go back and work, right? It's not affecting the rest of us.
Right. I mean, you know, we're a very large nation. We're probably larger than Western Europe. And the whole of Europe didn't take the same steps for each country. I mean, we have, you know, New York City, and we have places like the Dakotas that have a total different, sickness rates. And I think individual governors, mayors, they should take steps that are correct for their individual locations. That's for sure. And you can't have a broad brush to put across America and expect the same thing that'll be right for New York to be right for somewhere in the middle of the country where there's very low cases. So I agree with you with that point, but, you know,
You still fear there's going to be more of an outbreak. Yes, that's what your fear is.
Yeah, as we open the economy, I mean, you know, Las Vegas is especially vulnerable because we have domestic tourists, international tourists. We, more than anything, need to be very, very vigilant about our immune system. We can't put our frontline workers there and say, here's your mask and you'll be okay. I mean, just giving that study that you talked about, Northwestern University, and it was actually same thing that happened in Spain and the UK with similar studies. Vitamin D decreases your chest infections by 50%. That's
wow.
Another way to say that if you don't have a chest infection, you have a decreased mortality rate. So the single most important vitamin is vitamin D. And on top of that, I mean, you can add.
How about my favorite? My favorite is vitamin C. I've taken
vitamin C
since I'm 16 years old.
Yep.
And I never get sick.
Myself.
Never get sick, ever. Never get the flu. Vitamin C is the greatest.
Yeah, it's awesome. Zinc is also very good for two reasons, which we'll go into. And the other one is selenium. They've been all
take
very good for immune boosting. And I think, you know, I think you will see decreased mortality rates. There's obviously no 100% cure with anything, but we have to improve our chances. And if we can create a situation where COVID virus is just a low mortality virus, then we can go back and open up the world. That's kind of where our bottom line goal should be.
Well, you know what really bothers me is because, you know, people like you and me who think about prevention, I think, you know, an ounce of prevention is what's important. You never want to get sick in the first place. Once you get sick, all bets are off. You could die, but you just don't want to get sick. But I'll talk about vitamin C, and I'll talk about vitamin D, and I'll talk about zinc and selenium. And guess what happens? The government seems to raid, you know, all the people that believe in alternative health and holistic health.
Right.
They're trying to put all the colloidal silver companies out of business. I heard they're raiding doctors to talk about intravenous C. But meanwhile, intravenous C has been proven in studies in China to be effective against coronavirus, and they're using it in New York City hospitals right now, intravenous vitamin C. So isn't it scary as a doctor that if you've actually got something that works that isn't like some patented drug, they want to shut you down?
Yeah, it's a very fine line you have to walk on. I mean, you know, the key thing we have to tell our patients is, you know, there's no cure. There's only improvement in the immune system. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to say if you improve your immune system, you'll do better, your outcomes will be better. Never should you offer 100% cure with anything for that matter, but I think that's in the language that we choose, you know. So I never, guarantee a cure or anything like that, but we do want to emphasize a strong immune system, you'll have better outcomes, and that's been... You know, I've been vindicated by the various studies that came out in the last few months. I believe that for a long time. I've been doing supplements myself for my family for more than 10 years, and it served me well. I haven't missed a day of work in 12 years.
So
I've been working, I think, 30 years. And I've been taking vitamins since I'm 16 years old. So it's been a part of my lifestyle. In other words, to me, you say, what's Wayne Root? I'm a Republican. I'm a talk show host. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a capitalist. I'm a CEO. I'm a businessman. And I'm a guy who loves vitamins. That's part of my love of life is vitamins. Right. And I think they work. And it's amazing how most doctors, you're one of the few doctors, Doc. Dr. Tom Reddy, we're talking to, medical director at Anthem Hills Medical Center. Most MDs know nothing about vitamins, and they're very negative about vitamins. Oh, you're just wasting your money. You'll just pee it out. You don't need vitamins. It does nothing for you. Why are most doctors so negative about vitamins?
I think it goes back to medical school training. We have very little training on nutrition. But, you know, a lot of the physicians that take interest, they learn it on their own time after graduation. But I do have to say one thing, that the UNLV School of Medicine, they just opened a few years ago. They actually started an integrative medicine program.
Great.
A great
fantastic
plus for the city. Yeah.
Fantastic. Hey, Tom, the music's on. We got to run. Radio's very quick. But we enjoyed having you on and getting a knowledge and education from you. And it's very cool to meet a MD who believes in vitamins and prevention and building immunity. Very cool. I may come see you, Doc. Medical Director at Anthem Hills Medical Center, Dr. Tom Reddy, and a fan of this show. Thank you, Tom.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior. I'm trying to make you healthy. Trying my best. And I know it works for me. That's all I can tell you. I'll talk to you in a minute. We got one more segment to go, and I got a lot to tell you. Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at libertyhillpublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at libertyhillpublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, good news. Alameda County, California folds to Elon Musk. It allows minimum operation after Musk defies coronavirus order and dares the authorities to arrest him. Alameda County is folded. I keep telling you, folks, if any governor in this country or in the city of Las Vegas or in the state of Nevada, you know, any governor like good old Sisolak or Governor Gavin Newsom or Governor Andrew Cuomo in New York or the governor of Illinois is an idiot, Governor Whitmer of Michigan is an idiot, Phil Murphy, the Democrat idiot, governor of New Jersey, if any of them tell you you can't open your business, open it. And tell them, I dare you to arrest me. I dare you to make me the next Shelley Luther, the hair salon owner in Dallas. We're, you know, and all the patriots stand in front of the store. It's called civil disobedience. If it was good enough for Martin Luther King, it's good enough for the rest of us. Stand in front of the store. Now, don't stand in front of the store with guns. Don't start a confrontation. Don't wave Confederate flags. Don't do stupid things. We don't believe in things like that. We're Republicans. We're capitalists. We're not Confederates. We're not, you know, gun-toting in public and to have a confrontation with police. I don't do things like that. I'm on the police's side. But I'm not on government side, government bureaucrats, liberal government bureaucrats. Stand in front of the store and defend the owner. Make them come at you and handcuff yourselves together so they can't even get through. It was good enough for black civil rights leaders. Why can't we do it? Are you going to use water cannons on us? Are you going to use German shepherds on us? Are you going to arrest store owners when you don't arrest illegals? You know where you have to do this? In every sanctuary city in America. You won't arrest illegal aliens. You're not even allowed to ask them if they're legal when you pull them over. Police can't. When they go to vote at the DMV, you're not allowed to ask them are they legal if they deserve to vote. What's that, Chris? Oh, cool. Okay. Don't even get me started. In any sanctuary city in America, if they won't arrest illegals, then they can't arrest you. And if they do, they've unmasked themselves. The emperor has no clothes. They're tyrants. They hate honest, law-abiding, born in America, tax-paying citizens, and they love illegal aliens. What does that tell you? How does it make them look? Dare them to do it, and they'll back off the way they did in Alameda County with Elon Musk, and they'll back off the way they did with Shelley Luther. With her, they sentenced her to prison. Doesn't matter. She picked up $500,000 worth of support at GoFundMe. She picked up the governor, the lieutenant governor, the attorney general's support, and the Supreme Court of Texas. And the same thing's happening in Pennsylvania. Same thing's happening. Let's see. If I could find the article. I believe they've now said they will not arrest anyone in Pennsylvania who violates the law. You can't arrest business owners when you won't arrest illegal aliens. This makes them look like fools. It destroys them. It just destroys them. I can't find it now. I've got hundreds of articles here. But it makes them look like fools, and it just destroys them. And it renders them naked. Because all of a sudden you realize that the politicians hate you for being an honest person. By the way, the sponsor of this segment of the show, for being an honest taxpayer, they hate you. For being a legal gun owner, they hate you. For never having been in prison, they hate you. For not accepting welfare and working for a living, they hate you. For never ever committed a crime, they hate you. They like the criminals. They like the illegal aliens. They like the welfare addicts. They like murdering illegal aliens. They won't deport them. The illegal alien in Oregon who killed a dog, had sex with a puppy and killed it. They let him out. But they want to put you in prison for opening your business and earning a living. Stand up to them. I challenge them. You going to stop us? Well, you won't arrest illegals in a sanctuary city. Good luck. Let me mention Strauss Hartraeus before the day is up. I must mention, or the night is up. They're a great sponsor of the show. Strauss Hartraeus have helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. If you have a crease in one or both earlobes, look in the mirror. If you have a crease, they say, a Harvard researcher says that, discovered that was the single biggest risk factor indicator for heart disease, a crease in one or both ears. So check it out. Look in the mirror right now. Do you have a crease? It's that simple. Strauss Hartraeus doesn't interfere with any prescription drugs. They guarantee their drugs. They'll give you your money back. If it doesn't work, it's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Order Strauss Hartraeus at thepowermall.com. Powermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Then type in Strauss Hartraeus and then click on cinnamon flavor. It is the right flavor. Strauss Hartraeus at thepowermall.com. So Elon Musk got him to back down, and I think that's great. The Wall Street Journal, finally catching up with Wayne Root. They have a scathing rebuke of lockdowns coming out, I guess, in tomorrow's paper. It says the trade-off isn't between lives and livelihoods. The policy goal has to be protect both of them as much as possible. There is no trade-off here. But for heaven's sake, reopen the economy so we don't consign millions to years of poverty. Americans can see destruction all around them. They know the virus will be with us for a long time unless there's a vaccine, so we have to learn how to live with it and have a functioning economy. That's from the Wall Street Journal, I believe, coming out tomorrow. That's what I've been saying for 3 months, and it's cost me jobs. It got me in trouble because I was a soothsayer who saw it before anyone else. Keep the economy open. Poverty's a nightmare. Don't consign Americans to poverty. Wayne Allen Root, the warrior.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.